Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that amazing song for Elvis Presley. It's one of my favorites, and Elvis, of course, is my favorite performer of all time, and if you don't know that by now, you obviously don't know me. So today's show is about my recent trip to San Francisco and attending the Outside Lands Music Festival, and it's about teen love, which really does tie into Outside Lands because there's a lot of teenagers there. And at the end of the previous segment, I talked about watching some young teen girls get drunk and high and hook up, as they say, with guys, strangers. And it was an awkward feeling for me to see it because it just didn't feel good. I wasn't sure that they, I just wanted to make sure that they didn't leave the area. I probably would have actually intruded if I saw either one leave the area with the guys because I don't think they were in the right frame of mind. I asked my 16-year-old son on the way back from San Francisco his thoughts about teen love. And I want to read to you the exchange that took place. So the first question I asked is, do you have any thoughts about how teen love manifests itself today? Do you think it's any different than when I was a teenager? And his answer was, probably, times are different. I then asked him, do your friends date? His answer was, some of them do. We always hang out with each other, less as boyfriend and girlfriend. Then I asked, are many of your friends having sex? To which he said, I don't think so. Then I asked, do you know any couple your age that have been together a while and seem to have a good relationship? And he said, not currently. Then I said to him, what is the biggest difference regarding technology that you see among your friends that is, say, different from my generation? And he answered, texting. And then I asked, is that the primary phone form that you and your friends use to communicate? And he answered, yes. I then asked the question that to me is so interesting about the differences over the years. Do you ever have long phone conversations late into the night, or are those also in the form of texting? To which he said, only texting. At that point, I stopped asking him questions because the monosyllabic answers were, I can't say that word. Can you say that word, Kelly? Monosyllabic. Okay, I think we got it. You got a little taste of Kelly. You will get more of Kelly in the next segment. No, two segments from now. My sons sort of take me for granted, as most kids take their parents for granted. And the fact that they can be on radio doesn't interest them. The fact that their dad does all the things that their dad does is like either not cool or they don't care. My oldest son cares a little bit more than my younger son. My younger son basically thinks everything I do embarrasses him. But what is so interesting to me, and I discuss this with Kelly, who is my guest coming up later, on the drive up to Santa Barbara, is we both believe that teen love is exactly the same now as it's always been. It's just different in how they communicate, some of the forms in which they participate, meaning there seems to be more group dates than one-on-one dates. When I was of age to go to proms, everybody went to the prom with a date. And if you didn't have a date, it was like a disaster. Now, kids don't care if they have a date. They go in groups and they rent limos and they go 10 together. It might be all girls. It might be all boys. It might be a mix. Or if they do have a date, I don't think very many, if any, of the couples go as a sole couple. They'll go with two or three other couple friends. And so dating, as it were, is not the same. I believe the drama, the emotion, the pain, and the worries and concerns that kids have now are really no different. Maybe they're engaging in sexual activity a little sooner. But whether it was kissing, so-called going to first base in my day, or doing something a little more extreme today, the emotions and the fears and the curiosity is probably very much the same. So that is what I wrote about. I would be very curious what thoughts you have on this. Please read the column, and you can add in any thoughts in the comments section. I will also add that it's so interesting. I have two boys, and they come from the same two parents. And any parent that has more than one child will probably confirm this. And Kelly, who has four, will confirm it, I'm sure, as much, if not more so, that it's sometimes shocking that children that come from the same so-called genetic material can be so completely different. My older son was into girls as soon as he could. And he was dating, group dating, hanging out, hooking up, whatever they want to call it, had a girlfriend, went to the prom with not his girlfriend, because they broke up, with another girl, then hooked up with his girlfriend again. They're back together again, and he is Mr. Drama Queen. It's high, it's low. He's very dramatic. He's sort of like his old man. I'm a little over the top, and so my son got that. My other son, on the other hand, is really low-key. He has tons of friends. He's very active in the drama club. He doesn't appear to have a girlfriend, care to have a girlfriend, or has ever been on a date. Ironically, he has already attended a senior prom. A senior girl asked him, when he was a sophomore, to be his date. Now, it was a girl in his drama club, so it was all friendship-wise. I don't think there was any romance. And, of course, if I ever ask him, did he ever kiss a girl or have any romance? I get the rolled eyes and the like, Dad, you know, really, please. So it's very interesting. I'm fond of saying that being a parent is living the greatest serial drama of all. I don't care about One Life to Live or General Hospital. None of them hold a candle to the real life drama that goes on, God willing, as long as a parent lives, because we should outlive our kids. And the teen love period and the teen angst period is certainly full of cliffhangers that no daytime serial can even come close to. And I'm living it now with two teenagers. Kelly, my next guest after Pastor Drew, has twice as many teenagers. So she's living it, and she's doing it alone. So kudos to her. I will ask Pastor Drew in our next segment for Spiritual Wrap. He used to be the teen pastor at Calvary Community Church, but he is still very active in all the activities, even though he's more of a general pastor now. His take on it all. I never pre-rehearse with my guests, so I never know what they're going to say or what is on their mind, but I know that Pastor Drew will bring, as he always does, incredible wisdom to our show, and I'm very, very grateful to have his point of view. Once again, I really encourage you to check out my new videos. I'm very proud of especially the Best of Outside Lands 2013. It's incredibly fast-paced. I actually think, I have to count it up, it's 11 minutes and 47 seconds long, and I would guess there's no segment longer than 20 no clip longer than 20 seconds, and many that are as short as 3. So if they average 10 seconds and it's 11 minutes, that's 6 per minute, and it's 11 minutes, that would be 70 or so clips. That's a lot. And I also sped up some of them just for the humor of it. So they're high speed of me walking through the crowds. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, I hope you'll see those, and stay tuned for Pastor Drew, which I think he's on the phone. Excellent. After these messages.